Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Some time ago, there was a movie called Quo Vadis, and it starred Deborah Carr. And the movie dealt with the persecutions of Christians during ancient Rome. And after a dangerous filming session, someone asked Carr if she was frightened, especially when the lions rushed into the arena where she was. And she replied, "Not at all. I read the script and I knew I would be rescued by the assigned stuntmen." So what did this story have to do with today's gospel? Well, Carr's childlike trust in those stuntmen assigned to her is just like the trust the poor people in God in the biblical times. Now let's take a closer look at that biblical scene and see what Jesus meant when Jesus called these poor blessed. Blessedness is not conditional. Blessedness is always available. Blessedness comes not through success in the eyes of the world, but from being connected with God. Like a tree planted beside the water that stretches out its roots into that stream. We need to understand what Jesus had in mind when he called these blessed poor. When ancient Jews used the word poor, they used it in a variety of different ways and not exactly the way that we do it today. We use it to refer to someone who is destitute or someone who has no material wealth. And this kind of poverty is not a good thing. It's a thing that you and I and every good Christian ought to try to eradicate. Jesus never intended to call material poverty blessed. He never intended to approve the poverty that we see in our world, in our country, in our city, and in our neighborhoods, and in his time. The Hebrew word for poor is called ani, and it could be used in four different ways. It could mean without material wealth. It could mean helpless and without influence. And it could mean those who are exploited or oppressed. It could mean those people who put their trust in God. This is what Jesus meant when he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours." These are the ones who put their trust in God because they could not depend on things of the world for happiness. And just like Deborah Carr, who found herself in that dangerous scene, she was totally helpless, and she knew that she couldn't protect herself. She didn't worry. She simply put all her trust in those stuntmen, the same way the poor in Jesus' day put their trust in God. Well, what about you and me? How many times have we felt helpless? How many times have we tried to control what happens to us? We are consistently tempted to find easy answers and easy solutions to problems that are sometimes beyond our ability to solve. We have a need to solve these problems, to sew up all those loose ends, fold everything together in a nice little package. You know, it's easier to believe and trust in God and relate to God when life is going well for us. And let's be honest with ourselves. We may have wealth, influence, protection, and what have you, but only depend on ourselves to handle situations. We may be reluctant to let go and let God. Now stop and think for a moment. God knows what we need, not necessarily what we want. We need to remember that when we feel powerless, this is when God is closest to us. Let's take God's hand and walk together with Him. And blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours.